Randomly text comes in. I was wondering.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that a polite way to start?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could cheer me up. I'm 13 years old and I've fallen out with all my friends at school. I feel like nobody cares. Well, I think it's cursed. They put cases.
Hmm. Cares.
I feel like nobody cases.
Hmm.
Would be, unless she's in, like, some junior detective school.
Or maybe works at Terminal 5 baggage handling.
Yeah. I feel like nobody cares. Could you cheer me up? It'd make my week. From Amy.
Oh, that's really...
I said, she's 13 years old, and she's fallen out with all her friends at school. She feels like nobody cares. Or she feels like nobody cases. And she wants to know if we can cheer her up. Okay. I can cheer you up. Hey, Amy, check this out. There you go.
Mm.
Right, that's my attempt.
I know what that is.
Do you?
Yeah. That's from the other.
Yeah, exactly. That's another good song. It's going round and round in my head. I like it.
That almost got on.
Poor the playlist.
Yeah.
This is a great record.
Almost.
Tell you, I forget Zane Lowe. I'm down with my fresh new music.
Get the juice.
I don't know.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear.
It's a happy song.
Making every
Alan probably hates it.
Mistake.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la.
Come on. La, what's the name? Amy. Come on. La, la, la. Everything's great.
La, 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 la.
Everybody cases about you. Don't worry.
La, la, la.
I can't see if this is helping.
La, la, la.
I hope it is.
Dominic, do you want to do anything to cheer up?
I had 14 yogurts yesterday, Amy.
How did you feel?
Mullered. I had so much yogurt.
I don't know
mullered.
If she talks like the Queen.
No.
That could be one of the reasons why, you know, people are picking on her.
Just for you there, Amy.
You're so different to the rest of us kids. I don't know what you mean. Turning up in that carriage, waving out the window, you know. Carrie, do you want to cheer her up?
It'll be all right, Amy.
Brilliant. There you go. Can't believe you never got that job of the Samaritans.
Yeah.
And you can hear Carrie in a motivational speech tour throughout the UK.
Oh,
it'll
nice.
Be okay. Get over it.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Nice.
Hello, Carrie on the Samaritans. Hi, Carrie. I didn't know who else to ring. I'm having such a bad time. My personal life, I'm in debt. I think me and my wife are going to break up. I got fired from my job. I just feel like I have no one to turn to. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. I was just doing my nails. Yes, how can I help you? Dave, what do you want to do? Do you want to cheer up Amy?
I'd just like to say to Amy that all of your friends who have been horrible...
Are pigs!
...are rubbish and wrong, and you are great, and it's Friday, and it's the best day of the week, and you should be very happy, and don't be sad, Amy.
There you go. And listen to this.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about...
I don't think it's working. I've tried my best, I'm trying to cheer up. I'm no, Dr. Mark Hamilton. Do you know what will cheer up? A phone call from Dominic Byrne. That'll cheer up.
I'll give her a buzz.
Or make it worse. One or the other, but I think it's worth taking the chance.
Yeah, okay.
Can I give her a hug? Yeah.
Although, if she answers the phone and goes, hello there, then put the phone down. Yes. We can't help her.
I'm going to give her a hug.
How do you do that?
This mic is her. There you go.
You're weird. You are so weird. So we got a text message from a girl called Amy who said she's feeling a bit fed up at the moment. Can we cheer her up? And boy, oh boy, have we ever.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Details of that coming up after some news. It's 7:31. Now.
We got a text message, quite literally, from a girl, and it was a cry for help. Let's say her name was Amy. Because it was. She asked if we could quite literally cheer her up.
So that's exactly what we did.
I thought the best thing that this girl could have was a phone call from Dominic Byrne.
I mean, what more?
What more
do you want?
Would any 13-year-old girl who's feeling a bit fed up and down, what more would they need?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, Dominic Byrne ringing them up. So he's just phoned up and had a chat with Amy.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, why not?
Here we go.
Hi, is that Amy?
Hi.
Hi, Amy. It's Dominic calling from the Chris Moyle Show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Just pause it a second.
Now, we got a text from you this morning saying that all...
I'm going to count how many times you make her laugh.
Oh, okay.
Probably very many.
Angry. I'm fine.
Now, we got a text from you this morning saying that all your friends aren't talking to you anymore and you feel very sad.
Uh-huh.
What's happened?
Well, basically, I fall out with them all. They keep on going off and, like, ignoring me. And, like, making stupid noises when I go past them and stuff. And, like, I'm really left out and... I just feel like no one cares.
Okay, well, listen, firstly, your friends, your so-called friends are horrible, and I don't think you should worry about them too much, okay?
Okay.
Secondly, I have some jokes for you, which I hope will cheer you up.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh!
What? There you go, a bit of a laugh there. Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
That sounds like a patronising laugh. She's probably thinking, okay. Oh, God, not Dominic Byrne's joke.
Get on with it, Grandad.
Some jokes for you, which I hope will cheer you up. Okay?
Okay.
Now, my best joke was the one I did earlier on the show, but I'll do it again anyway in case you didn't hear it.
Oh, my God.
Amy, I had 14 yogurts yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, so you say like, how do you feel now?
How do you feel now?
I feel mullered. Do you like that one?
Uh-huh.
Because it's a type of yoghurt. Knock, knock.
It's two jokes.
Doctor.
Doctor who?
Yeah, you said it already. That's another joke.
Pause it a second.
What?
This girl must have been seriously depressed. Mm. If this has lifted her mood...
This is an improvement on where she was.
Absolutely. She must have been a rock bottom.
And now she's slightly higher.
Yeah, yeah.
What noise would a train make if it was made out of toffee?
Don't
know. Chew. Yeah. Oh, has that helped at all?
Yeah.
Pause a second. So are you off?
I feel depressed.
Mm. No, don't feel depressed.
I feel depressed now.
Are you going to school now this morning?
No.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Amy. Yes, you are.
Brilliant.
I like that. Yes, you are.
So are you, that's off, brilliant. Are you going to school now this morning?
No. Yes, you are. That's my mum.
Oh, okay.
There, another one.
Oh, yeah, I'm off this morning, but not yet.
Okay, well, listen, when you go to school this morning, you tell everyone there that you're on the Chris Moyle Show.
Okay.
The Chris Moyle Show, which broadcasts to 8 million people in the UK and around the world. Okay, so people have heard you already this morning in Australia, America, Canada, and most other countries around the world.
Okay.
All right. Now, not many of your friends, these horrible people, will be able to say that, will they?
No.
Right. So you say, I've been on the Chris Moyle Show, you know, bog off or something. But don't say bog off, you know.
Dominic!
You be rude.
What?
Can't say.
All right, Amy, I hope everything goes okay.
Okay.
And perhaps let us know next week how things are.
Okay, can I just say hi to Philippa, because I think she listens.
Oh, who's
Philippa?
She's one of the friends who I haven't fallen out with.
Oh, okay. So, Philip. So you've still got a friend called Philippa, then?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, well, listen, Amy, thank you very much for that.
She didn't have any. I thought our friends weren't talking.
No, hang on. Be nice. Right, she's got one...
No, I am being
she's
nice.
She's got one friend, right, who...
Cheeky Amy's just done that to give a mention of... thanks for cheering me up. By the way, can you send me some CDs?
She's saying hello to Philippa, yeah. Who's one of her nice friends, not the horrible people.
But listen to what she says at the end. It's lovely. Okay. It'll make you cry tears.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, listen, Amy, thank you very much for that, and I hope you have a really nice day, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for cheering me up.
You're very welcome.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Do you know what it costs? It costs nothing.
That's free when you ring out from work.
That's true, yeah. Well, the phone call.
Dan in Mank is just texting going, I love Dominic's patronising child voice. Hello, it's Dominic here.
It's nice to be nice, so.
It is. It costs nothing to have nice manners.
Well, I lost track of the laughs that you got out of us, so well done.
33 or something like that, I think, in the end.
Well, morning, Amy. Hope you have a good day today. And you're right. Well, and what was the advice again? You're not a trained advice giver, but the advice was to say bog off.
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Right.
Or, I mean, not to say it, but to, you know, to think it.
But also, she's been on the radio this morning, so she's way cooler than all her stupid friends.
She's had a worldwide audience as well, hasn't she? So
she should ignore them.
Yeah.
Just completely ignore them.
Exactly.
Which is, that's a very powerful trick. Mm. Isn't that right, Allard? Allard. Oh, no, don't ignore me. Allard.
Yeah.
See?
It is powerful. It's very powerful. Good luck, Amy. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Good luck, Amy.
Good
have
luck,
a
Amy.
Nice day. And well done to Dominic Byrne. A round of applause for Daddy Dominic.
You're very welcome.
For cheering up that girl.
Yeah.
However, because of you now, she does have to go to school, and she was hoping she was going to get the day off.
Yes, you are going.
Whoa. Stop. I was worried about this, opening the floodgates, from Mike in Bradford. I'm a bit cheesed off, and also quite skint at the moment. Could you lend me some money? It's not going to work like that. I'm afraid. Chris, I've got to do nights again tonight. I don't want to do it. Can you come and cover my shift? No, it's not. We're just for Amy, that's all.
You know you really missed him, and he missed you a lot too. Did you listen in to Scott's or tune to Radio 2? Well, now we're back, so stay right here. We'll do some funny talking and book a load of pretty guests so Chris can do some stalking.
I've got a new joke for you, Dom. I've got a new joke for you.
Go on then.
Someone's texting in saying, my son, who's five, has got better jokes than Dominic Byrne, so you can have this one if you want it.
Okay.
What do you get if you dial 666?
Don't know.
A policeman who turns up upside down.
That's good, actually. Show, he's a celebrity
stalker. What's happened to this cool show?
I thought you were going to say Satan.
No.
That's a lovely end to that beautiful.
There's a joke for a nice 5-year-old. I've got a little joke for you. What do you get if you dial 666? I don't know. What do you get? Satan! Child!
That's not funny.
We've soured the atmosphere, haven't we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man. I tell you what we need to do.